If you'll bow your heads, we'll run to the Lord. Say, Father, I thank you that your hand will guide us and take us to the victory that only you can provide. Amen. I had a dream this morning, and it kind of confirms your word that you gave me. I had a dream, and I went to a church, and there was a baptism going on. I got on a chair. I sat on a chair, but it had like bleachers next to it, and I was sitting on a chair, more or less almost facing the bleachers, but sideways. And I had a young man with long brown hair, I could not really see his face, sat next to me, and he was fascinated at the water and those in the water. And later, he laid his hands that were wet on my head and held and ministered to me. And it was good. I was able to receive, and I heard, let him give to you. Let him give to you. And I was in a very odd space. And of course, God would time you to deliver. So, needless to say, when God decides to shake your cage, he's going to shake it the way he wants, not the way that you and I would ask. Because what happens is, when we ask, we usually ask with the wrong motives. Amen. How can you satisfy my need today, Lord? My need is so big. But I want to remind you that today is Pentecost. I want to remind you that it is called first fruit. And if you were living in the times of our Savior Jesus, you would have probably been depending on the harvest in order to get fresh grain and barley. There were two growing seasons. And it's not like Upper Canada where they plant and there's only one harvest. In that region, they had a winter harvest, which came early spring. And it was called first fruits. And they would get very happy. And when Jesus was called the first fruit, he was called the first fruit because he was the first to rise from the grave. He was the one that was chosen by God not to stay dead. And they celebrated because he told them loud and clear in Acts chapter 1, verse 14. They all joined together constantly in prayer, along with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brothers. In those days, Peter stood up among the believers, a group numbering about 120, and said, brothers, the scriptures had to be fulfilled, which the Holy Spirit spoke long ago by the mouth of David concerning Judas, who served as a guide for those who arrested Jesus. He was one of our number and shared in this ministry. With the reward he got for his wickedness, Judas bought a field, and he fell headlong, his body burst open, and all his intestines spilled out. Everyone in Jerusalem heard about this, so they call that field, in their language, the field of blood. For said Peter, it is written in the book of Psalms. Notice we had Psalms today. May his place be deserted. Let there be no one to dwell in it. may another take his place of leadership. So they use the scripture as a guide for their everyday life. That should be an example to you and me, that you don't do anything on your own, because the more you do on your own, the more failures you're going to have.
Amen.
Whoops. I think this church is sleeping. Push your neighbor, say, get with it.
Get with it.
If you don't put God's word first,
you'll be operating on your own.
And then you'll have a harvest.
And then you'll have a harvest.
What's going to be the harvest when you're operating under your own steam?
Failure.
Failure or disappointment or rejection or?
All three.
Or more. Because what happened to Judas? He spilled his guts out, literally. Why? Because he failed to discern the thought patterns in his head. And he didn't search the scripture to find out what was next. He operated in selfishness because he thought the Romans needed to be out of there. He thought, and he figured it out. And while he figured it out, he caused a lot of pain to a lot of people, especially betraying the Lord of glory. In chapter 2, and if you've got the Amplified, it would be well important to double check this word. When the day of Pentecost had fully come, the Amplified says fully come. Is that correct, Gail?
Yes.
In the NIV, it says when the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place. Why should it say fully come? Because they had been celebrating this feast every single year. Now, Zephaniah has been having birthdays for 13 years. Yes?
Yeah.
But today, he became a man. Why? Because it is fully his time to become a mature young man in God. Fully come. Accountable for himself now. Pentecost had been celebrated for hundreds of years. But it had not fully come. What am I saying to you? Pentecost is a day of first fruits. It's to celebrate resurrection. It is also to celebrate and welcome the Holy Ghost. To become a part of your life. And to be anointed. To do the work that only God can do through a man. When I got baptized in the Holy Ghost, I was 37 years old. I wish it would have happened when I was 7. I'm serious. I can remember being at Grace Church in the chapel one Tuesday. We used to have a service every Tuesday. Okay? And I had a young lady that I knew quite well. In fact, I gave her away at her second wedding. She had a first wedding that fell apart. But I gave her away to the young man that she got married to, and they had a little boy. Very handsome young man. He walked into church with his mom and his sister. Sisters, actually, two sisters. He was the third child. I'll never forget that day because it was a challenge to my brain. Do you ever have a challenge to your brain? Okay. Here's this beautiful, handsome, I think he was about 3 1/2. He could communicate quite well. And I can remember him coming down with his mother, because his mother wanted prayer, and we had said the altar's open, so we'll anoint those who come. I'm standing, and here comes this mama, and he's tagging along and holding her hand. And the Holy Spirit said, he's ready. Anybody got a clue what I said? Who's ready? My brain was on the mama. The Holy Ghost had his eye on the child. So I said, okay. I said, Lord, what do you want? He says, kneel down. Eyeball him. Come down to his level. Anybody got a problem with my brain at that point? Yes. Lots of problems with my brain at that point. So I looked him in the eye and I said, okay, handsome, I believe the Holy Ghost wants to come upon you today and you can speak in a new language. And he looked at me, he says, I'm ready. I held his hand and with the other hand I anointed him with oil and I said, Holy Spirit, come. And the next thing you know, the fluid language came out. And the mama's crying, and I'm crying, and the two sisters are crying, because God knows today to baptize you. You can resist, you can jump, you can do whatever, but God knows today to baptize you. He's maybe ready to baptize you today. What you need to do is have the faith that the 3.5-year-old had. He didn't hesitate. I'm ready. And I can remember the weeks and months that followed. Every time he would come to church, he'd run to the front like Zephy. Today, Zephy needed an extra hug. And I told him how proud I was of him. You know why? Because he wasn't afraid to say, I need a hug today. And I want you to know that his family's going to be blessed. His family is going to be blessed. Back to verse 2 of chapter 2. Suddenly a sound like the blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house. Didn't fill half the house. Filled the whole house. Where they were sitting. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them. He didn't leave anybody out. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. It's the Holy Ghost that enabled them. It wasn't their own brains. Now they were saying, in Jerusalem, God-fearing Jews from every nation under heaven. Why? Because it was a national holiday for Jews. It was the Feast of Pentecost. They knew what it meant. There was going to be a man coming. An anointed one, a Messiah, a Redeemer. And by the way, that redemption came out twice today. Whenever you hear the word redeem come out twice, that's because God is about to redeem something in his people. You can take that one to the bank. Psalm 103 and Psalm 107. Double check it. Double check it. Take him seriously when he speaks twice. Redeemed. The word redeemed came out twice. It came out from Gail's mouth, Psalm 103. It came out of your mouth in Psalm 107.
And what are you saying that means that God is going to do what?
Redeeming. That means something that has been lost will be redeemed. Verse 6. When they heard this sound, a crowd came together in bewilderment because each one heard them speaking in his own language. Utterly amazed, they asked, are not all these men who are speaking Galileans? Then how is it that each one of us hears them in his own native language? Parthians, Medes, Elamites, residents of Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia, Pamphylia, Egypt, and parts of Libya near Cyrene, visitors from Rome, both Jews and converts to Judaism, Cretans and Arabs, we heard them declaring the wonders of God in our own tongue. Amazed and perplexed, they asked each other, what does this mean? Verse 13, some, however, made fun of them and said, they have had too much wine. They're a bunch of drunks. Okay? You say, well, that was 2,000 years ago. For me, God confirmed that on a Friday night. I had a word of knowledge that came out all in tongues. I was sitting at the right-hand side of the church, and I can remember my tongues came out and a very strange sound came out of my mouth. And I heard the words, and they weren't familiar to me. How many know your tongues can be familiar? But all of a sudden, it switched. At the end of the service, there was a lady who came with her daughter. She was from the northern part of Russia. She had no English at all. But her daughter said, I want to thank you. When did you learn to speak Russian? And I said, I never learned to speak Russian. I had no clue what Russian would sound like. She says, my mother's been crying because that word was in perfect natural language from her town with the dialect just like what she would have heard when she was a little girl. And the Lord said through you that the Father loved her and Jesus gave up his life so that she could come to life. Can that happen to you? Yes. It can't happen unless you open your mouth. Close your eyes right now. Say, nothing will fascinate me more than when the Holy Ghost grabs a hold of my mouth. But he can't use it unless I open it. And the fear's got to go. Hallelujah. All right, now we're going to go a little further. Verse 14 is the most important, and you need to check it out for yourself. Peter stood up with the 11 and raised his voice and addressed the crowd. Notice he raised his voice. I got a big mouth, and I know that it carries. I had some training. You know how old I was when I learned? About 4. You see, I lived on a farm in Canada. And there were wild animals, and I knew it. I had seen them. They would come to the brook in front of our kitchen window. And they would come and drink. And periodically, 4 or 5 years old, I would take my dog, and I would go to the barn to get some fresh cream, because I was old enough to handle that. And my father had shown me what to do. But I was scared out of my wits. I would feel my back cheeks tighten right up. And I would try to walk. Oh, come on, laugh now. You're in church. Okay? Tell your neighbor it's okay to laugh. Amen? And my mother said to me, when you sing loud, the animals will be more afraid and they will never come near to you. So I had to learn to sing what?
Loud.
You want to scare the devil?
Come on, Kim.
Sing loud.
Yes.
Open your mouth.
Come on.
Fill it. And let him use your mouth. Instead of letting darkness criticize. Oh, my God, I wish I had this. I wish I had that. And mutter. Why? What good is it going to do? What are you constructing? Oh, yes, you are constructing something. You're constructing the next negative thing that's designed to kill and destroy you. You can either construct with an open mouth under the anointing of God or under the anointing of yourself. And what are you going to get when you're anointed of yourself? Selfish stuff. It'll satisfy you for a few days or a few weeks. Just like when you get and drive out of the showroom with a brand new car. It smells good, it's awesome, but 10 years down the road, it's old.
Amen.
All right. Now, let's look at Peter. Peter's the guy that was scared. He denied the Lord. His voice said, I never knew him. Watch what happened after the Holy Ghost came. Verse 14. Peter stood up with the 11, raised his voice, and addressed the crowd. Fellow Jews, and all of you who live in Jerusalem, let me explain this to you. Listen carefully to what I say. These men are not drunk. As you suppose, it is only 9 in the morning. No, this is what was spoken by the prophet Joel. Are you hearing? He knows about Joel. How did he learn about Joel? If he never looked at his Bible? There wasn't a young man that could accept and become a celebrant in the bar mitzvah celebration who did not know the prophetic words that were prepared for the feasts of God. Every feast had a purpose, and they knew it. And it was prophesied in Joel that God was going to bless his people. And that's what Peter is now declaring loud and clear. He's quoting from Joel chapter 2. In the last days, God says, I will pour out my spirit on all people. Your sons and your daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions. Your old men will dream dreams. I qualify. I had a dream. I had one this morning. Even on my servant, both men and women, I will pour out my spirit in those days, and they will prophesy. It doesn't say they might. It says they will prophesy. I will show wonders in the heavens above and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and billows of smoke. The sun will be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the coming of the great and glorious day of the Lord. And everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. I rest my case. Amen. I rest my case because God has a plan for this Pentecost. I'm going to ask you to close your Bibles right now. I want you to put them down so that you'll be able to free to get up. And those of you who have never spoken in a new language, I'm going to ask you to come up front.